Support for the PWTcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off, a whole ass 20% off, and free worldwide shipping with the code PWTcast at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, it's about 14 million balls. All right. So if you have balls, head on over to Manscaped and use promo code PWTcast for 20% off and free worldwide shipping. And now, on to the show.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. Hailing from the Pro Wrestling Tees headquarters in Chicago, Illinois, he is your host of the PWTcast, Scrump!
Bang, bang, what is up, you guys? Welcome to episode 227 of the PWTcast. My name is Scrump.
My name is Drew.
This is the official podcast of Pro Wrestling Tees. We're bringing this podcast right here on this feed for free. Every Monday. If you already aren't, make sure you're following us over on social media. We're at PWTcast on Instagram and Twitter, as well as patreon.com/PWTcast. This week, myself and Drew will be talking War of the Planet of the Apes, the final installment in that trilogy as Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which is supposed to be the launch of its own newer trilogy. Yes. That one is dropping next month, but next month for the Patreon will be, being that it's the month of May, it's going to be anime month. And so this movie is not animated, so it wouldn't have fit in there. So we did a little bit of a month early, but still a very fun episode. And in case you can't sign up for the Patreon, you can't afford it, totally fine. That's okay. If you want to listen to some more of Drew and myself, this Wednesday, right here on the same feed, will be an episode of our music podcast in the form of Scrump and Drew's Music Box. This Sunday is not only Dynasty, but it is also 420. For those of you who partake, I don't. I'm talking about Hitler's birthday, of course. And so being that it's 420. Oh.
We heard the plan. Some of us have heard the Planet of the Apes episode already, so we know.
being that it is, again, 420, we had to bring in the fucking weed expert himself. Steve Grows Weed is joining us this Wednesday for what is tentatively our 420 episode, in which we talk Rihanna, B.O.B., Bruno Mars, Marvin Gaye, Logic, Wiz Khalifa, 3-6 Mafia, Sublime, Dirty Heads, Roman Duddy, Cypress Hill, Wilco, Kid Cudi, and more. It's a packed week here at the PWTcast. So
speaking of Steve Grows Weed, if you're not already following him on YouTube, he started a new stoner movie review this week, and he did Days of Confused, which is a movie I love. Very good job, Steve. Go give him a follow. I think it's just Steve Grows Weed on YouTube as well. So he shouldn't be hard to find. If not, just he's definitely Steve Grows Weed on Instagram. You can follow. You can find it through there.
So funny enough, I've actually never watched that movie, and I was waiting. Yeah, it's one of those movies. Haven't watched it. I know when I watch it, I'll like it and stuff like that. But
I hope it's not an overhyped, you know what I mean? You're probably like, God, it wasn't, everybody told me my whole life. Like,
yeah, no, I mean, I might not enjoy it.
Hopefully
I don't know.
It's more like certain things that you've come across recently where you decided to finally listen to something and you were like, why, I'm an idiot. I don't even deserve to have a podcast.
Yeah, I very much like that you cleaned it up for me. On an upcoming episode, I don't know when, because
we're gonna be live, pal, this week. So,
I'm not gonna put it in any and in either of those. Maybe, I don't know. We have essentially, listen, we, which is funny because I don't. So I was thinking about it. This weekend we will be recording episodes 36 and 37. In person, as Drew and I will be, we'll be hanging out together. And I was thinking about the episode. Oh, how last year I was like, oh, we're going to do 13 going on 30 for the week that I turned 30. And we didn't, you know, and in my mind, I was like, why didn't we just record ahead of time? Like, I don't, there was no reason why we couldn't have, even prior to that, you know, I think it's just then we weren't bulk recording the Music Box episodes. Because like that was my whole thing. I was like, it's going to be 13 going on 30.
Well, I think it was the case of it was going to be me, you, and Vivian together.
Ah, yeah.
And that just didn't happen.
Yeah, Drew fucking ruined it.
I did.
Drew ruined my birthday.
Yep, it was the worst thing that happened to him in those 2 weeks.
Yeah.
in the weeks to follow.
But yeah, no, it's funny. I was just like thinking about that. So I've discovered a song that many people have listened to forever, and I'm just like, wow, this is a pretty good song. And I was like, oh, I don't deserve a music podcast for having just heard this. It's gonna be some fun episodes recording.
Stay tuned for that, because that is you guys, I don't, like you said, it may not be 36, it may not be 37, like it may be 38, who knows, but like, when he drops this, you guys are all going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This is our finish the story right here.
No, finishing the story. So it's funny because that's what I was thinking about, where I was like, episode 52. I was like, you know, I was like, it'll be a year of the show. I mean, a technical year will have been a little bit, you know, before that. And
I think we might have already passed it.
No, because it's, we don't start doing the podcast until like May, honestly, because we were only about four, maybe six episodes in, and then we took a little hiatus, and then we came back. So,
I should say this off air, but we should do for the actual 1 year anniversary, we should drop episode 0 on the free feed.
Did we not?
No, that was a Patreon exclusive, the first one, the episode 0.
No, yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Because that was when we were starting to figure it out and stuff, but and then we were like, we can't make people pay for this.
You know, it's funny that you say that. Yeah, we'll do that this is going to go all over the place. It was pretty, there's a lot of stuff to talk about, but it's funny because this was, again, something I probably should. So at some point within last week or last Monday, actually, on my Facebook memory came up the whatever episode would have been from a year ago, which was the Looking for Love episode where we talked about Dave and stuff like that, in which again I proclaimed that I was gonna be single that summer and stuff like that. Mm. And fucking again, that drops that Monday. I can probably look it up. And it drops Monday, and like a few days later I meet who's gonna be my girlfriend then. And so that all goes out the window. Literally, it's a podcast of me, you know. But while talking to Keith, to my therapist, I mentioned that, and I was just like, you know what? I was like, and starting this week. Funny enough, because it's like it's warm out. It's like everyone's treating the weather like it's already summer, or whatever. Because today it's, you know, again, it's a very nice day. Everyone completely ignoring the fact that it's gonna be raining and in the 40s the rest of the week. I have not had a summer, Drew.
Yeah.
For the last few fucking years, first COVID, then a girl, then
a girl.
Yeah. So it's just, I have not had a nice summer. So it's one of those things where I was like,
we gotta have our own hot girl summer.
Yeah. Like I was just like, no, I was like, this is the summer of Scrump. That's what I thought. I was like, this is the summer of Scrump. I was like, fucking.
The funny thing is, I think that's been an episode.
It has.
Like three times.
Yes, it has. For a very fucking, again. And so I was like telling him, I was like, yeah, no, I was like, listen, I'm telling the board of directors. Again, he's on there. You're on there. Jeremy's on there. Vivian. You know, I was like, sorry, ladies. You guys had fucking plenty of fucking time. You guys had almost about a year to fucking lock this down, and you fucking didn't. So yeah, don't bother. When is the first day of fucking fall?
Fall?
Yeah.
Ooh, August 23rd.
Sorry. So I am taking myself out of fucking off the fucking. I'm benching myself until September 22nd.
Because September. Wow.
September fucking 22nd. All right. I'm fucking saying. Okay. Knowing me, I'm just like, oh, just kidding, guys. we got back together. No, fucking taking myself out of the fucking dating game until September 22nd, 2024. All right. This is going to be the summer of Scrump. I need a summer vacation. And it starts this weekend. Like, this weekend, be hanging out with Drew, hanging out with Jeremy, fucking traveling and stuff like that. Because it's actually pretty fucking packed week. So it's, you know, literally it's funny because before I made this decision, there was someone trying to hang out with me and stuff like that. And I was like, sure. Fucking what? I was like, let's hang out this weekend, you know? And it's like, oh, she's like, oh, I'm busy this weekend. What about next? I was like, well, I can't next weekend because I'm going to St. Louis, and I can't the following weekend because, C2E2. And then the Friday after that is an Atmosphere concert. And it's just like, I don't know, maybe I'll see you in 4 weeks. And then I decided like, no, it's the fucking summer of Scrump, you know? So it's like, I'm never fucking seeing you and stuff. But yeah, I'm, you know, Wes, you hold me accountable too. You're also on that board of directors. I'm telling you, no fucking, you know, I'm out the game. I'm hanging up the jersey for the summer.
We should just get some sort of a screen share to your phone, you know, like.
Oh, you guys don't want to see what I fucking browse.
Much like the fucking thing I posted the other day.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, yeah. No, I'm telling you, I you know. And it's funny because it's just that it, again, the next three, between this weekend and next weekend, it's going to fucking kick my ass. Thank God I now consume caffeine because I'm going to fucking do that or fucking speed, one of the two. And I don't do drugs. Caffeine is also very much a drug.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited. Again, it's sort of all over. But you know, because I already mentioned it, C2E2, I guess I'll bring that up because yeah, you know, I've been holding on to that one for a while. Of course, not this weekend, but next weekend, if you are in Chicago, at the McCormick Center will be C2E2. The Chicago Comic Convention, but the biggest one that is here. And yeah, we're, you know, normally it would be us and CM Punk.
Yeah.
And for obvious reasons, CM Punk won't be there. And last year we did it with Danhausen and Brody King, which is a lot of fun, you know, just fucking getting to hang out with them for the weekend. And so we're fucking this year, we were like, fuck it. Let's come in fucking dick swinging. We're gonna bring, and you know, already without us bringing them in, MJF, Sting, and Samoa Joe, they were gonna be part of, you know, C2E2 bringing them in. And this year we fucking called in favors. And again, there still might be one more AEW wrestler that might be added. Honestly, probably at the time of this drops, we may have already announced said person. I don't know yet, but as of right now, we're going to have Brody King, Julia Hart there just that Friday. So all you House of Black fans fucking show up. Danhausen and Ricky Starks, they will be there Friday and Saturday. And then that Sunday, we're going to have Kyle Fletcher, Sky Blue, and Mustafa Ali there. So a fun variation of people. You know, again, a lot of people that Danhausen, primarily the one who does a lot of conventions, but you know, Ricky, Julia Hart doesn't ever do conventions. I know this isn't her first, but I know she doesn't do a lot. So if you're a fan of Julia, Ricky Starks, again, Kyle Fletcher, Ring of Honor, fucking strong champion, Sky Blue, Mustafa Ali, it'll be fucking fun. If you're in the area, come on by. I know fucking, I know Jesse Kohlenberg will probably be there. And so, yeah, again, there's one more wrestler that we are still working on. As of right now, I should probably check my email to see if they've responded. As of right now, yeah, no, they have not responded. But yeah, we just wanted to switch it up and, you know, do something fun. It's always fun. Like, I'm of course going to be the most focused on trying to, it's funny. It's the one thing where I'm like, this would have been the year to like, all right, let's slow things down, because yeah. There's a lot of people. I want to meet fucking Maya Hawke. I want to get her to sign my Once Upon a Time in Hollywood poster. I want to meet Josh Brolin, get him to sign my Dune 2 poster. I want to meet fucking Kimberly the Pink Power Ranger, and she's going to be there with Billy. So I was like, oh, I can print out something cool, Power Rangers, get both of them to sign. The voice actors who voiced Kaiba and Yugi from Yu-Gi-Oh! Are going to fucking be there. Christopher Lloyd is going to be, there's so many people, and I'm just like, this would have been the year to like, yeah, no, it's fine. Let's take that Sunday off. But of course, the hustle doesn't fucking stop. The grind doesn't stop, you know? Like, it's like Young Jeezy said, Thug Motivation 101, let's fucking get it. So
that's right.
I will be there. You know, if you guys fucking stop by, say hello, you know, let's take a picture. Fucking.
And if you wait in line for him and all those people he wants to see, maybe you'll get something free.
Yeah, man. Fucking.
Yeah, man, yeah. You gotta swing this. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's the one you're absolutely not walking away with?
Josh Brolin.
Brolin?
Yeah. Brolin. That is the one I'm like, I absolutely cannot miss. I'll be fine missing Salma Hayek. I mean, probably her and then like the Yu-Gi-Oh dudes. Because the voice actors, like they've now started to bring them in years past. It's been a lot of like the Naruto and Avatar people. But they're bringing them in, and I mean, I'm fans of that, like, because they obviously, it's not like they've only fucking done Yu-Gi-Oh! They've done a lot of fucking voices, a lot of through most popular animes, you know, fucking Dragon Ball, fucking One Piece, Pokemon, like, they've done everything. But, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is my fucking shit. Like, if there's literally a Yu-Gi-Oh! Shrine right here, right next to me, specifically for the character of Seto Kaiba, you know? So I'm just like, I gotta fucking meet them, you know? Get a cool autograph and fill in the empty spaces. I mean, you can see here, I have empty spaces in the wall ever since I renovated here and put a bunch of stuff in the living room. So yeah, it'll be fun. And I got like my Brody King Chase figure that I want to get signed by him. I mean, that'll be fine. Like I'll, you know, but yeah, C2E2 will be this weekend and should be fucking, or not this weekend, next weekend. Yeah. This weekend is Dynasty fucking weekend. Yeah. And I'm sure. Yeah. I'm happy that we're not just going in Sunday, because look, Jeremy and I are just going to be like, how much of the pay-per-view I'm actually going to see, I don't know, but you know, regardless, be there and stuff like that. I get to hang out with you. Of course, Jeremy is really excited about us going to the zoo. So okay. I'm probably going to drag you along to the zoo. I don't know. He's like, won't stop talking about this fucking St. Louis Zoo.
Okay. Awesome. I've gotten some food stuff too. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Some recommendations.
Oh fuck yeah. So. I mean, listen. You look at the three of us, and we can. Oh, yeah. So I'm fucking excited.
I'll specifically ask for something like, is there anything that's around the zoo?
Yeah, I mean, again,
I want to go, and I'm just gonna look and see if I can find somebody that looks like Caesar, you know, and be like, yeah, there it is. There's our future. There's our future king.
Just freedom, or just freedom.
Yeah,
yeah. It's again, I'm excited. Like I'll probably check this week, because normally what I've done, like the last time that I was in like St. Louis or St. Louis, Seattle, one of the things that I just did was I went to TikTok. And was like, let me check out fucking places, because how often do you know, you look something up and you're like, oh, this looks cool. And then you show up and you're like, oh, but at least with TikTok, like it'll be videos of the places, you know, like it'll be like, oh, hey, check out this cool Mexican restaurant, and they'll show you the food and you're like, oh, okay, that looks good. And usually they'll tell you like, yeah, it's honest reviews. You know, people like, oh, you know what? Like the it's kind of pricey, but it's good. Or like, oh, it's expensive and it fucking sucks. Don't go there. Or just, again, low-key places. Because you think about, you know, like, when you were here, I was just like, we could do tourist shit, or I can show you the places I go to.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a little bit of both that are always fun to look at. And
well, that's what I always enjoy, like, too, is like that stuff. It's like, don't, like, I stay like a guy, like somebody I work with, he was talking, because I told him, because he's from there too, and I was like, oh, he's like, yeah, I'm going to your stomping ground. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, you can check out this. He's like don't go here. He's like, that's the place everybody wants to go to, and it's not worth it. It's not worth the wait. Like, you can get just as good shit here. So yeah, one thing I do want to try is, I guess St. Louis has like their own, like, I guess they have like a different cheese they use or something. There's like a specific St. Louis pizza that yeah, I didn't even know about. So kind of interested in that.
Yeah. Again, I'm always just excited about exploring new places. Like, listen, mm-hmm. like I've been to Florida. So when I go down there, you know, it's like, if I can, when I hang out with you and Rigo, you know, it's not like, yeah. it's not like, oh, I really want to go to the beach. That's fine. I've been to a Florida beach.
Yeah.
It's cool. I've seen it. Like, yep. it, you know, it's a sort of, experiencing.
We actually had that discussion today where it was like the last time I was at the beach, I think was, I mean, the only time I ever go is when people fucking visit me. It's probably the same shit for you. It's like, yeah, I don't really go downtown unless somebody is here visiting or something like that.
Yeah, no, if anything, I actively avoid going downtown because there's always so much traffic. There's never anywhere to park. It's just fucking mayhem.
Hey, same reasons for the beach here, bro.
I mean, up here too. Yeah, it's one of the things. It's like, I'm over the fucking beach. And it's like, everyone always wants to go to North Avenue Beach, which is fucking just always so packed. It's always so fucking dirty. There's never anywhere to park. People are always fucking fighting. Like, that's the beach. And I was like, no, absolutely not. Fucking, like, no. I'm like, I'll go to fucking Montrose Beach or somewhere else. But again, very Chicago specific. If you don't live in Chicago, like, this doesn't make any sense to you. But yeah, that is all to say, yeah, our road trip will be that. I'm going to try and record a podcast in the car with cousin Jeremy.
I mean, what are you going to do? Like a 10-minute podcast?
It is a very short drive from here to St. Louis, but he does want to stop somewhere. He wants to stop in his old stomping grounds.
Okay.
God, in my mind, he's like, he wants to visit
where is he from?
No, so he went to school in like Central Illinois. So he's from here. He's from Wheeling, Illinois. Most people think, actually, because he's a huge Browns fan, so everyone thinks he's from Ohio. Constantly, you know, anyone who ever walks in his office, they're like, they see the shrine to the Browns, they're like, oh, you're from Cleveland. And he's like, no, I'm from Wheeling.
It is weird, like, it's a weird team to be a fan of when you're not from the area. Like, I feel like there are certain teams like the Bears, right? Like, that's a team where, like, people from not Chicago are fans of the Bears. I don't feel like there's a lot of Browns fans that weren't from the area.
Well, you're about to vacation with one. So.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but it's funny because all I could think of was, you've seen Safety Not Guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, Jake Johnson's like, oh, I'm going to go visit fucking an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, in my mind, it's like Jeremy doing that and me. Fucking, I'm the little Indian kid who's in the hotel, and he comes in and fucking, he has an existential crisis, and then it's the three of us fucking driving mini or go-karts, and Jeremy's fucking smoke it in one hand, bottle in the other.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. So that'll be this weekend, and again, yeah, I mean, since we're already talking about that weekend, they added a new match to the Dynasty card. I mean, as of right now, This might be like the best card that AEW has ever fucking put on.
Like, oh, it certainly looks like it, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it's
the one. Honestly, like, maybe this is the match you're talking about, but like, I was already hyped for fucking Danielson and Ospreay.
Mm-hmm.
But then you, to me. The two best wrestlers in the world, Pac and Okada. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, so hold on. Sorry, I'm trying to fucking... I don't know why I can't pull up the fucking match card, but it's all right. I'll pull it up right here. Yeah, it's... Okay, so there you go. So... Yeah, so as of right now, what the fuck? It says Dynasty fucking card, and then it literally featured none of that. Okay, yeah, so as of right now, you have Bryan Danielson versus Will Ospreay, yeah. Which I think Ospreay's walking away with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got fucking Samoa Joe defending the AEW World title against fucking Swerve Strickland. I'm fucking... Swerve's walking out, champ. Calling it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was... And so...
That goddamn well better be, I tell you that much.
I fucking hope, actually. And what is now going to be a ladder match, you're going to have fucking the Young Bucks versus FTR... Based on happenings this week, I think Jungle Boy's costing FTR those fucking belts.
Probably.
Yeah. Should be. Great. For the women's championship, you got Toni Storm defending against Thunder Rosa. I don't know. Honestly, I could kind of see it go either way.
Mm-hmm.
Like... I know, you know, there is still the story to be told with fucking Jamie Hayter coming back. Mm-hmm. I mean, she technically never lost the belt. So maybe that's where it peaks. But again, I don't know. I haven't really been keeping up with this feud, but I know a lot of people have been saying like Thunder Rosa's been putting on some great fucking promos. And, you know, that's the thing. She's a good promo. She's a good wrestler. Good. So,
yeah.
Like, hell yeah. And also, like you mentioned, for the Continental Championship, you have fucking Kazuchika Okada defending versus Pac. Let these two maniacs fucking kill each other. Like, yeah. I'm all there for it. Like, it sounds amazing.
To me, it's the four best wrestlers in the world are fighting each other. Like, it's crazy. Like, there's, and like that's really, I think those are my four, like, and it's almost like a Final Four fucking March Madness thing, right? Like, it's like, yeah, maybe next time we'll get the winners of each of these fighting each other. Like, it's so awesome that this is happening. And yeah,
another freshly announced,
I'd be real bummed for anybody who can't make it, you know.
Another freshly announced match is for the International Championship. You got Roderick Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly, which, again, let these fucking two maniacs just go out there and kill each other. Like, you know, Kyle O'Reilly's sort of been lost in the shuffle since coming back. I know he's been relegated mostly to, like, Rampage and Collision and stuff like that. But, dude, him versus fucking, you know, him anytime he's been involved in concurrent feuds with...
Yeah.
Roderick Strong, Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, like those dudes always pull the best out of each other. And I expect this to fucking.
Nothing's going to change.
Yeah. For the TBS, championship, you have Julia Hart defending against Willow Nightingale. I'm hoping Julia doesn't fucking drop the belt. Yeah. You know, it looks like they're building towards Willow versus Mercedes. I don't fucking think that feud needs the belt.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, but I don't know. It just kind of feels like that's the direction they're going in. Again, in which case,
yeah, because it's a good enough feud where it doesn't need it. But I can also see where they want, you know, it's that thing of they need the person to make the belt. I mean, not that Julia's not doing a great job, but they want to elevate that belt and make it like, you know, like give her that stamp of like, yeah, she's, you know. To put on these match after match after match, so I could see that, but it doesn't need a belt.
And then finally, you have in a trios match, you have the TNT champion, the New Japan Strong champion. You have the TNT champion Adam Copeland, New Japan Strong champion Eddie Kingston, and Ring of Honor World champ Mark Briscoe versus the House of Black. Come on, is that a serious question? Who you think I fucking want to win?
Yeah,
Mark Briscoe. No, the House of Black. You know, it's, and again, that should be fun too. Like, I know this week, even this week's Dynamite card is pretty fucking stacked, but you have, I would have preferred Brody King versus Willow Nightingale, but you know, you have, Brody and, Julia versus, Adam Copeland and, Willow Nightingale, which should be plenty of fun. You know, it should be a blast. And so, you know, that's that. Since we're already talking about AEW, though, fucking the talk of the town. The talk of the town last week was fucking CM Punk and all the things he said. And then, you know, they said they were going to release the footage. Now, we have not talked about this. You and I have not talked about this. I don't even think on purpose. I think we just haven't really talked about it. What are your thoughts on this video that the Young Bucks presented on Dynamite?
Eh. Like, that's kind of it. Like, it just, like, it's so unnecessary. I think we talked about it last week. It's like, what is it? To me, it doesn't prove anything. It kind of just, like, everything that, like, I mean, sure, maybe he downplayed it, but he was like, it's everything that Punk said happened in the Hawani interview. Like, you know, he wasn't like, you know, he might have left things out, like maybe I started pushing him, but like he was like, yeah, he was talking shit, so I had to choke him out, like, or whatever, you know. I wasn't gonna strike him or whatever he said, but like, you know, he, like, I don't know, to me it's like it doesn't make him look like an asshole.
I have come out of this like, I very much felt the same way when the Will Smith, Chris Rock slap happened, in that there were people that acted as if Will Smith pulled out a fucking machete,
yeah,
and started hacking at fucking Chris Rock.
Yeah.
The same thing with this. Listen, the same people that cheered fucking Eddie Kingston when he assaulted a coworker, yeah, and then got rewarded with a fucking dream match are the same people clutching their pearls for this.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everyone's like, oh, like, again, I've just seen the most asinine, ridiculous fucking things. Like, you're using abuser logic to defend Punk's actions. And it's like, no, people fight. First off,
yeah,
the one thing I hate, I instantly invalidate anything you have to say if you're like, well, if at your job, stop. This isn't a job. This isn't a 9-to-5. This isn't, yeah, an office. This isn't anywhere that you work. We do not have the same job as these people.
Yeah.
That doesn't justify it. But these aren't the same jobs.
I don't get to walk around in my underwear at my
no,
job.
One job, one, you know, it's like those jobs have a history of people getting into altercations, people getting into fights. Yeah. Doesn't make it okay. Doesn't make it right. Batista and Booker T. That's the example I go to. Batista and Booker T at a fucking, you know, at a photo shoot for a SummerSlam, get into a fucking fight. And you know what happens? Vince McMahon says, Booker, you fucking started this shit, so at SummerSlam, you're going to fucking lose to Batista. You're going to fucking shake hands, and that's that.
Yeah.
Again, Eddie Kingston fucking assaults Sammy Guevara, and Eddie Kingston apologizes, and then gets rewarded with a dream match. Sammy's left off the fucking card. You know? It's just things that happen. These things happen in wrestling. It's just in sports. In any fucking sports, if you think fucking, in, you know, any of these fucking NBA players aren't fucking at each other's throats, sometimes they're just going at it on the fucking field, you know? Sometimes they're going at it with the fans, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking, you think Ron Artest gave a fuck what Twitter would have fucking thought about him? And again, I'm not saying that these things are okay.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't fight your coworkers. You should be put in, this should have been a situation in which these two people were fucking put in front of a mediator and they fucking talked. But guess what? It was a quick scuffle and it got fucking broken up and Punk got fired.
Mm-hmm.
And again, to me, this did nothing. Because one, it's like Jungle Boy looked like a bitch. You know, also the fact people are like, well, Punk waited until he had his fucking things. Guess what? This isn't a sanctioned fight.
Yeah.
This wasn't the UFC. This is how I can tell people haven't been in an actual fight. Because when you're in an actual street fight, Drew.
Yeah.
The minute that the fucking person that you want to fight puts their hands up to fucking pull up their hair and leaves their fucking face open. No, dude, come on. Like, yeah, the minute this guy fucking walks up to you, it's like, dude, fucking, you better be fucking ready to fucking swing. You better be ready or something, you know? Like, it's just, it's one of these things where, again, listen, I love CM Punk. So I was never going to come out. All that came out of it, I was like, man, this guy's cool as fuck. This guy did what he said he did, you know? But again, it shouldn't have happened. None of this should happen. And, you know, being at the New Japan show, all I could think of was like, man, you guys are all fucking idiots. Because you know what could have fucking, you know, it would have been a fucking top caliber pay-per-view fucking match. You know what would have drawn fucking millions? It was Jungle Boy versus CM Punk. The same way fucking CMFTR versus the Elite would have been fucking great. Like, it's just a bummer. It's a bummer that fucking, you know, that didn't get to be worked out. And who knows? Never say fucking never. In wrestling, it might happen some point down the line. Like, but to me, nothing productive came out of this because Jungle Boy already had that heat. Like, everyone's like, oh, look at him. He's fucking, no. Jungle Boy was going to get that fucking heat walking into Chicago regardless. The video maybe helped, sure. But again, it's just like, he got punked out in that video. I'd be mad. I'd be like, you fucking put out the Brawl Out video. Show you guys getting your ass kicked. If I'm fucking, you guys are putting me out there like that. You know? Like, it's just, it's one of those things where, yeah, it's like, if you, no one was, you know. The people that hated Punk, they were just going to hate him even more. The people that fucking hated Jungle Boy are going to hate him. And again, all I thought was just like, man, this is just not good. It's a not good look for you guys. Does not make the fucking company look fucking good. No. You know, you don't need to, listen, I know me personally, the one thing I learned is you don't need to air out your dirty laundry all the time. You can. And they did in this instance. And guess what? He is now the most over wrestler in two companies. Is this building towards a feud of them? No. The way they try to ham-fisted, like, and this is how it figures into the Young Bucks FTR match. It's like, but why? We know that it wasn't, you know, it's like one of those things where it's like, it's just, it's so ridiculous. The way they try to, like, I don't know, that combined, it's just... With FTR coming out afterwards and like, what, this isn't on the rundown sheet? I was like, oh my god, like, just stop, just forget it. Mm-hmm. Be the bigger person.
Yeah.
And again, listen, I'm someone that I fucking want to talk my shit to. You know, you listen to any of these fucking podcasts, someone fucking crosses me, I'll be fucking more than happy to fucking talk my shit and fucking do my victory lap. But to me, it was just one of those where it's like, let CM Punk talk his shit. Because you guys aren't going to build towards a match. This would have been perfect footage if we were building towards Jungle Boy versus CM Punk. This would have been perfect footage if we were building towards fucking CM Punk and the Young Bucks. Mm-hmm. But you're not, you know? And I did actually want to play some audio footage because over the week, Kenny Omega was doing one of these like live video streams and someone actually brought this subject up. It's about a 4-minute clip, so I'm gonna just go ahead and play it.
My duty as an EVP during Brawl Out would be to enter the situation while there was chaos, de-escalate it, and create a peaceful environment for everyone. I was able to create a peaceful environment for the most important person in that altercation, and that was Larry. And I swear to God, honestly, that was my biggest, and yeah, it sounds funny, but like, I look at animals and our pets as people, and as, you know, Dobby, of course, one of the most important people in my life. So to get little Larry out of there was the most important thing to me, and that was the success. Unfortunately, try as I may, things were too chaotic for me to be able to do anything by my own power. That was a moment when I had seen that there were, good call. I believe it was in that instance when I realized that the way that I wanted to go about things wasn't necessarily the way that other people wanted to. It was also the way that other people necessarily didn't want to. And then it was also maybe not the way that the boss wanted to take care of it. And I also thought of myself as a liability because I am, I don't want to say old school. I'm not old school. I've just played a lot of contact sports and I've gotten into jiu-jitsu and boxing and mixed martial arts. I just know that sometimes when you perform or when you fight, when everything's on the line, when you give your heart, when you give your soul towards something and you're in that moment of high stress or high anxiety, where you've maybe emptied the tank and you're just physically exhausted. That was actually very impressive. A good punish. Yeah. When in an environment like that, sometimes emotions get the best of you and people will want to throw hands. And in the case, and I'm unfortunately or fortunately a believer of it, I think if it's decided that, hey, this is the best way to solve things and you can shake hands after and move on after, I'm a believer. I'm actually a believer of fighting. I am. And it sounds terrible to say, and which is why, like, don't make me an EVP in 2024. You know, you can't do that stuff anymore. I just feel that sometimes that's how you have to settle things. Sometimes. And I don't mean you have to settle it and then it has to be shown on screen to everyone, or people have to brag online about who won, who lost. No, like, it's not for that purpose. It's for the purpose of just getting that stuff out that you need to get out. And I mean, I'll admit there were a number of times, even now with me, where I thought that might have been the most appropriate answer. It never came to that. We were able to talk things out and we became better friends, and there was a level of respect at that point on between myself and these other parties. Maybe I'll share these stories later. It's but I always, it's crazy. As much as I believe in cooler heads prevailing, sitting down and talking, sometimes it was just like, hey, I can't even think straight until I start throwing some hay, you know, and or maybe that I need to be smacked around a little bit, whatever the case might be. I think if it's a contained scenario and if it's not a situation where it's, you know, there's like pulling people's eyeballs out, you know, low blows, hair pulling or scratching, you know what I mean? If it's just like, hey, let's just hang and bang a little bit. I can see it sometimes being conducive for a positive work environment. Again, this is exactly why I have no power, nor should I. So that's just how I feel. And
so, yeah, that's Kenny Omega sharing his thoughts and feelings on this. And again, I don't disagree with him, you know, like, they're all adults and it got to that situation. And again, I've said it forever. The, you know, post brawl out, as soon as, you know, I was like, oh, Punk is ready to go. Hey guys, the next main event for the pay-per-view is the Elite versus CMFTR. Mm-hmm. You announce it, and if any of the parties pull out, that's on them. Mm-hmm. You know? Because, yeah, like, the way these fucking, both these events have been made to, like...
Yeah, because, like that. You... For one, you're proving as, you know, if you're Tony, like, that whole Vince thing, like, right? Like, No. You guys all need to put in perspective that this is my company and you will do what I say. Like, you know what I mean? And you will work together. And if you can't, then we have a bigger problem. But I believe if they would have done that, all parties involved would have been like, yeah, let's go put on the best fucking six-man match you've ever seen.
And Kenny, again, in that same thing, he talks about, he's like, that he and Punk have a good relationship. He's like, there's mutual respect between the two. He's like, that it was never a them problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can read into that who was the problem, along with CM Punk talking about, you know, like, I didn't have to sign an NDA because of anything I did. Yeah. You know, you can sort of read the room, and, you know, it's just like,
Ace Steel.
Yeah. Ace Steel. God, someone needs to get that guy's wife in front of a microphone so she can tell the story. But yeah, you know, again, just a bummer. Just a bummer situation, yeah. Because those six people, man, fuck. Could have made millions. Mm-hmm. And just the stories and just the way it could have gone. It's unfortunate. It sucks. But yeah, it's like, you know, like Kenny was saying, it's just like, grow up.
Yeah.
You know, again, I've been muting people left and right. The people treating, like, dude, Bruiser Brody got killed in a locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fucking people got stabbed. people, like, there's been actual things we should be upset about. Go watch Dark Side of the Ring. Go watch any season of Dark Side of the Ring. Like, grow up. This is this weird, I hate CM Punk. I hate the fucking Bucks, Elite, like tribalism. Like, this was nothing, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, nothing. It's just, it's ridiculous. But again, the pearl clutching that I've seen as if, you know, fucking, I don't know. But, you know, so it's fine. We'll sort of go backwards because normally I would have brought up WWE first. But like I mentioned, I was at the New Japan Riot show that they had this Friday. And it was a really fun show. Like, I have not been to a New Japan sort of branded event since they would do the War of the Worlds shows with Ring of Honor. Which those were always really fun. Those were always a lot of fun, you know. And this one was... you know, was pretty good. It to me, where it really heated up though, was you had, again, there was a lot of matches that were announced, but to me specifically, what I was looking forward to was, you know, there's a few matches. There was Ishii versus Nick Nemeth, Eddie Kingston and his team versus Gabe Kidd's team and his team, which it was like a Chicago street fight. That wound up being cool. Matt Riddle versus Zack Sabre Jr. was also actually pretty fucking good. You know, like, it was, it had like the 15-minute time limit, so that was pretty good. But like, it was my first time seeing Stephanie Vaquer. You know, she's a strong women's champion, and she's really fucking good. You know, I believe she took the belt off of Willow, but she was really fucking cool. You know, again, now a big fan of her. There was, you know, again, the Shota Umino match versus Jack Perry match. Again, it got a reaction. You know, it was people pro both sides. I didn't understand why he lost. Again, my only assumption is he's on his way out. Like, the fact that he lost, that's when I was like, oh, okay. He's going to go and team up with the Bucks. You know, like, I mean, why else would you have... because, again, he got the... aside from... you know, like Naito and Mox and fucking Suzuki, like the biggest reaction. So why wouldn't you put him over? My only thing is it's probably, well, he's probably wrapped up with, you know, New Japan and, you know, going back to AEW. I don't know. I guess we'll see this weekend. A really fun match was Mustafa Ali versus Hiromu Takahashi. So if you're familiar with Takahashi, he has Daryl. You know, his little cat. Did you see his new version of Daryl?
No.
Oh my God. So hold on. So I'm sorry. I'm trying to pull it up now because, man. So fuck. It's not going to fucking translate unless I can pull a picture of it, but Takahashi essentially pulls out what I can only refer to as Buff Daryl. Like, it is literally just Daryl the cat, except he has like a giant swole fucking chest. Like, he literally, it's as if he turned into All Might, you know, like literally he's just this giant fucking swole dude. And seeing Mustafa Ali in the midst of like this pretty athletic match, you know, like at one point Takahashi's like, no, you have to wrestle him. And like, he's outside of the ring. Like, come on, Daryl, like, cheering him on. And like Mustafa Ali is like, he's about to start wrestling Daryl, and then, you know, Hiromu gets in there. But it was a really fun match. And then came the fucking, during the Chicago, the street fight rules match, dude, this was fucking awesome. Cause you had, I mean, it was essentially just Bullet Club versus Eddie Kingston, Homicide, Jeff Cobb, and TJP. Always fucking cool seeing Homicide. You know, like, Homicide is one of these dudes. Anytime he shows up ever, it's like, fuck yeah, like, let's go. And especially him and Gabe Kidd were fighting right behind us, literally right behind us. And Homicide just pulled out a garbage can and threw it at him, which just remained on the floor until right before Mox came out. Cause I think they were like, hey, you need to clean this up because Mox is going to run through here. Yeah. But it just proved what I've been saying forever. Eddie Kingston is the best wrestler in the world because again, did not give a fuck about this match or this feud. The ending of the match, again, it's this whole street fight, is they're holding Eddie Kingston down while they make him watch Homicide get the shit beat out of him and pinned. And Homicide, of course, you know, he's a mentor figure to Eddie Kingston. He's someone always involved with Eddie Kingston, a mentor figure to him. And then afterwards, the match ends. And then for like another 10 minutes, everyone's still fucking brawling. Everyone's still fighting. You know, they're still fucking going at, like, Eddie Kingston right here. Everyone in the palm of his hands. Like, there was a tweet a while back of, it was like a fake championship. It was like the Waffle House championship. Mm-hmm. And someone was like, Eddie Kingston could talk his way into making this the most prestigious belt on television. And I 1,000% agree. You know, like, Eddie Kingston, again, is the best wrestler in the world. Just the most believable fucking person. I'm telling you, seeing this feud with him and these guys, I did not give a fuck. I was like, I don't know who this fucking Gabe kid person is. I want to see Eddie destroy him. You know, the same way you wanted to see Joffrey fucking get his fucking just desserts. It's the same way. And then fucking finally in the main event. So I went to the show not expecting a title change because I was like, well, why would they put the belt on Mox? You know, it was like most people were the assumption that Mox and Claudio, who won in a tag team match at the last pay-per-view, they would, you know, they got first dibs on these new AEW champions. So I was like, yeah, why would that happen? And then Tony Khan shows up. He shows up to the venue and I'm like, huh, think Mox is winning this title. And Naito and Mox start to wrestle. And prior to this, I was just like, I kept making the joke. I was like, hey, I was like, dude, like, did you, cause it was me, Jeremy, Chrissy, and then some other people that work with AEW. Chrissy, she works with AEW as well. She handles a lot of the merchandise. And I was just like, Chrissy keeps saying Mox is her favorite white boy. And she's like, wow. I was like, yeah. I was like, Chrissy kept saying, yeah, Mox is my favorite white boy. I was, and what do you call it? Then they start to fucking wrestle. And dude, I'm there in my fucking Naito shirt. I love Naito.
Yeah.
Naito, dude. He can't go anymore, man.
Yeah.
It was, you know, he was wrestling.
Yeah.
He just couldn't keep up. Yeah. And so I was like, man, I think Mox is fucking, you know, combined Tony's here. I think he's fucking winning him. Hits him with 3 Death Riders, pins him. Dude, the place erupted. Literally, the floors were literally vibrating.
Yeah.
Like, it was fucking intense. And yeah, your new IWGP fucking world champion, John Moxley. John Moxley is my favorite white boy, dude.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah. But yeah, it was cool, man, you know, and it again, it's funny because there was a stat that came out that was like, for the first time, I think it was like since like 2012, it was like a member of the Shield is not currently like world champ. It was, that might not be, the number might not be right, but it was like for the first time, you know, and that lasted all of like a week. Cause yeah, Mox, you know, he's, I think it's safe to say he has solidified himself of the best of the Shield.
Yeah.
You know, like first person to win, I believe first person to have won the WWE, AEW, and New Japan title.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't know of anyone else who's done all of them, because you would have to have, I mean, you'd have to have like Kenny or.
Yeah,
Kenny, essentially the only one.
Yeah, because AJ never touched AEW, so that would be the only other person.
Jericho, too, could hypothetically, like if...
Yeah, he could, yeah.
Yeah, if he won the belt, but... yeah, it was awesome, you know, because immediately, too, he off the fucking bat comes out and says, like, I'm fucking defending this against all the Young Lions. Like, bring me all the... It reminds me of the interview of when he left WWE. I think it was with Jericho. Where he talked about like, dude, I didn't know anything about AEW, but like, if I had to train a bunch of wrestlers, and then just get them all over just to, you know, and lose to every single one of them just to get them fucking over. Like, I'd do it. I don't care. Like, the dude just wants to wrestle. Yeah. And you know, and he's like, oh, he's like, you know, the first person I want, you know, bring me Shooter. He's like, this is your final test. Fucking his son, Shota Umino.
That's right.
But you had Ren Narita come out and, you know, presumably set up a match between the two. I'm excited, man. You know, we're going into Forbidden Door, which I think they said is at the end of July.
Yeah.
Or June, possibly. Fuck yeah. Strap the man up. Like, let's just go. I'm ready for Mox's IWGP champion.
Oh yeah, man. That'll be fucking great. Like I said, it's always good when he has a fucking belt. Like he is that dude for sure.
He is our favorite white boy.
That's right.
You too, Wes. Just Mox's IWGP champion.
Yeah.
You had fucking Tama Tonga debut. Fucking speaking of of New Japan wrestlers.
Yeah.
I know friend of the show, Lupe Dominguez, I know he's excited about that because he is a very big Tama Tonga fan. And you know, the people in the audience were as well. Like they, you know, he didn't get this huge pop, but recognizable enough. You know, you had a seemingly Solo Sikoa taking over the bloodline. Unless, like most people are saying, he might not be the one calling the shots. But
I love Tama Tonga. Like it's surprising to me that it took him this long. Like people say shit about him, but like I'm shocked it took him this long to be in the United States. Like I think he's fucking awesome. Is he going to give you a fucking 5-star match? Probably not. But like, the dude is a fucking solid worker for sure. I think this is almost setting up like a Wolfpack scenario,
mm-hmm.
where there's like a, you know, the Splinter Cell, because like they're setting it up like Roman is like, you know, like, oh, that's what, you know, who wants what or whatever. And I think that's where it's just Solo fucking literally going solo. And he's going to have his own little like him fucking Tama. And then like maybe Jacob, hopefully. And then the bloodline proper will be Roman and then the Usos reuniting. Because I think when Roman comes back, he's going to be a good guy. Like he's going to be off for a couple months. And I think like that'll all like work itself out. Like they're going to beat the shit out of Jimmy enough to where you're going to sympathize for him. And then Jay's going to be like stand up for it. That'll lead to a tag match there. And then, like, I don't know. Like, that's the way I see. I see, like, a splintering of the bloodline.
So, I've seen either two scenarios going down. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, very much, yes, the you know, NWO red and NWO black mm-hmm. and white. But to me, there's two possible ways it could go. One, War Games. You got The Rock,
mm-hmm.
which would be hilarious. But you got The Rock. You got Jacob Fatu, you have Solo Sikoa, you have Tama Tonga versus Roman Reigns, Jimmy and Jay, and Sami Zayn.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah. I like that. I like that.
Yeah. Because
who knows? It could lead to that. Like, I mean, as fucking, you know, Rock being the tribal chief of this other one. Yeah. I mean, I could totally see that.
Or you just get the 6-man tag of. You know, Roman and the Usos versus Solo, Jacob Fatu, and Tama Tonga, which, if that's the case, like, those guys should go over.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need Roman and the Usos don't need to be any more over than they already are. They are not going to be any more popular than they already are. Their popularity is not going to dwindle.
Yeah.
Those three guys, you need to get them over.
Yeah.
Like, now. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm sure Jacob Fatu isn't too far behind. He might fucking debut this week for all we know.
Yeah.
You know, like it's one of those things. Like it's funny because you mentioned Tama Tonga. Like, I'm shocked he didn't jump. I remember when I was down there for Mania. Or no, for the Rumble when AJ debuted.
Okay.
We went to an Evolve show and Tama Tonga was sitting in the audience. I remember I went up there and I was like, oh, hey, what's up, man? Like, I work for Pro Wrestling Tees and stuff. And like, when we chatted for a bit and we talked, I remember he was like, I was like, I remember, he's like, you came down for AJ, huh? I was like, yeah, dude, fucking, of course. I was like, are you going to pop up too? He's like, I don't know, man. He's like, my contract's coming up, but like, I don't know what I should do, you know? And very weird. I don't know him. And I was just like, oh yeah, like, you know, it'd be cool to see you there. And he, you know, stayed with New Japan for a very long time. So, I don't know, man. You know, again, it's like, listen, there are plenty of fucking Samoans, you know, plenty of people in the Anoa'i family for you to start fucking pulling. But like, I think it's fine with Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga. You know, after a while, it's like, I mean, Tama Tonga, you know, he has his brother Hikuleo. You have fucking, Tangaloa.
Tangaloa, yeah.
It's fine. We don't need to start, you know, because then it becomes fucking just like that time when anyone who was like Manu, bring in Manu. Yeah. You remember fucking Manu, who's part of Legacy?
Yeah.
Bring him in, you know, bring Ted DiBiase, fucking whichever one of those isn't in jail. I think they're all in jail or all getting, you know, sued or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, you know, and because again, it's interesting. Like, the only reason why I say have Rock be there with Roman, because don't think we're getting The Rock versus Roman. You know, there was this promo between The Rock and Cody on Raw. And, you know, The Rock made it fucking clear. When I come back, I want to wrestle you, whether you're champion or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's where I think, like, maybe for this, it's you know, Cody and Rock at SummerSlam. But I think you could build up to Rock versus Roman for next year's Mania. So that's what I do. I do like that scenario of the two heads of the table.
Well, apparently, from what Meltzer was saying, is I guess The Rock wants Cody at Mania. I mean, to me, honestly, that is now the more intriguing match.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a Roman Reigns fan. So Rock versus Roman Reigns was never appealing. Again, I'm also not a Rock fan, but like, I will take Rock versus Cody over.
I think either one, there's a lot of money in it. So
yes, yeah.
So that's where I think you could obviously do both, and yeah, I guess it all depends on how soft those Cleveland tickets are. You know.
Yeah, you know, I hear you might fly home to to go see it. We know.
Maybe we'll see.
Dude, there was a major death this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's funny because, it's not fucking
one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, this isn't the fucking, you know, Music Box or whatever, but, or the Music Box Family Video. But yeah, you know, star of, was it Naked Gun? Yeah. OJ Simpson.
Gun Trilogy.
Naked Gun Trilogy. Oh, there you that might come in handy. Yeah, OJ Simpson died. And again, like, I know, you know, he's the most famous for being, you know, a fucking football player and stuff like that. And that was that's the thing that, so, you know, whenever anyone dies, of course, fucking everyone starts to fucking, you know, like the woke police, listen, the woke police was ready to come out and dig up all this dirt on him. And actually, there was some shit that came out about him that I was like, wait, what? Dude, I was fucking shocked. 143 yards per game? I'm not even a football fan. That's pretty fucking impressive, dude.
So, like, that's what's funny. So, like, I was 11 when all that shit went down, I think. So, like, to me, like, he literally was, you know, like, like, I knew he played football. I never knew the extent of, like, because he was, you know, to me, he was literally the guy from the Naked Gun movies. He was really fucking funny in those. And, like, in the Hertz commercials. That's how I knew OJ. And then that all happens. So it's like, I don't really, like, I never get into the shit of, like, and I'm not, like, like in baseball, like I know a lot of like the older players, like, so I never, like, and I remember one time just like hearing something about his stats and I was like, wait, what? Like, really? Like, and then I kind of like, you know, kind of, you know, flipped over the football card to see like his fucking stats. And it is insane, like, how good of a football player he was. That being said, he's also a double murderer. So, you know, you gotta, you know, take the good with the bad there.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
You know, he just, like, he murdered football and he murdered acting.
Oh, yeah. That's what's, yeah. You know what's funny? Well, you know what he also fucking murdered that I apparently learned about? Gargoyles. You familiar with the animated show, The Gargoyles?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I saw a video in which they were talking about it. So, and again, it's been forever since I've seen Gargoyles, so I can't, yeah. I'd be lying if I fucking remembered anything. I remember it being a show, but,
yeah.
So I guess the thing with Gargoyles was, the first season at least was 52 episodes. And okay. The thing with that was that it was episodic television. With yeah. most animated shows at the time, it was
one-offs.
Right? Yeah. You know, X-Men, the original X-Men series, you know, that we've been yeah. talking about. That was that. Most of it was just episode to episode. But I guess what happened with Gargoyle season one was it was, you know, all connected. So you would be lost if you weren't watching it.
Yeah.
And, you know, eventually, so obviously it's a hit, successful show and stuff like that. And so so they go ahead and they get a season two. When they were airing this, I guess he was like fucking, I don't know, something with a car. He had a car ticket or something. I don't know. It was like a big yeah. thing in the news, but like he was in court. I don't know. Something about a Bronco. But yeah.
I think he was in Denver.
Colorado?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so I guess like because it was such a big thing that like, oh, you know, he had a driving ticket or something. It was like all yeah. over the news. And so because of that, the show like kept getting, like they weren't airing these episodes of Gargoyles. So because of that, it's like by the time this court case got fucking wrapped up and everything, he didn't go to jail. Like I think he was like innocent or yeah. something. And so he didn't go to jail, but they also like so many episodes you just missed. So, and this isn't a time of Netflix or even like DVR where you could have recorded the episodes. So if you're tuning in, you're like, I have no idea what the fuck is going on. And I guess this drastically yeah. impacted, you know, the show. And so like, I guess they eventually get a season three, but by then it's like they had to abandon like, you know, the more serious storytelling and the format and uh-huh. just adapt like a Saturday morning cartoon form of storytelling. So,
wow,
you know, he was a murderer. He killed that show.
Yeah. Yeah. Ripple murderer.
Yeah. But yeah, that was wild. That happened. And I was just like, oh man, yeah. But, you know, to not speak ill of the dead though, I was shocked. I found this out on another celebrity who has since passed us. I have right here. Amy Winehouse.
Yes.
Are you familiar what you and Amy Winehouse have in common?
Me and Amy Winehouse?
Yeah.
Did we share a birthday?
No.
No. We're both addicted to heroin.
You and Amy Winehouse are both wrestling fans. Apparently, dude, she was a fucking subscriber to fucking, Dave Meltzer's fucking
newsletter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I have a picture of her here with fucking action figure. So it's, she loved pro wrestling and Rob Van Dam was her favorite wrestler. And I guess there's a clip of her going around New York and she passes by where the old WWF restaurant was. But the article here is this: Amy Winehouse is a huge fan of American wrestling, says reports. The singer used to be addicted to watching WWE, SmackDown, and Raw. Winehouse's favorite wrestlers are apparently former WWE champion.
Nice word, by the way.
What?
Addicted.
Oh, yeah. are apparently former WWE champion RVD and Chris Jericho, who is also the lead singer in a rock band, Fozzy. A friend claims that she wouldn't stop boasting to her pals after she ended up meeting Jericho. They said Amy was so excited about meeting him, she wouldn't stop talking about it. She was much more excited to meet a wrestler than any musician. And she used to go crazy when Rob was on TV. He was her favorite. I love that. You know, it's awesome whenever you fucking, like, you know, there was like this thing with like Vanessa Hudgens where they were like, yeah, she, you know, she was at both nights of Mania and yeah. she like missed Coachella. And it was just like, yeah, no, I think of like interview, she was like, oh, I have something important going on. And it's like, WrestleMania, you know, it's always cool when these celebrities, mm-hmm. you find out how into wrestling that they fucking really are and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. And that, you know, that was one cool thing. And with the direct, the, you know, the Levesque era, right. It's, like they seem to be leaning way more into like we talked about it before, where it's like, you got West Side Gun there and you're not like, no, if you basically had verified fucking Twitter, they were showing you on fucking on Mania. Like they were showing like, we don't care. Like, cause somebody out there is a fan of yours and it's going to fucking generate something. Like there's no fucking prejudice when it comes to celebrities. And I thought that was really fucking cool. And like, you got some cool fucking people out there. Like, mm-hmm. and I, you know, we joked about it last week. Like, you know, you thought the one dude was Bert Kreischer. Like, recently when he was fucking hanging out with Taylor or watching Taylor Swift's boyfriend play, like, he had a whole fucking Bert Kreischer thing where he fucking ripped off his shirt in the fucking press box and was like, because he was a player, but he just retired. So he was just like, I don't give a fuck. I'm just here to watch my brother play football. And like, he's up there fucking slamming beers. And like I said, it like takes his shirt off. Like it's fucking like, it was like, these are people that like have some fucking sway. Like, and I could just see where some, well, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
It's not Fran Tarkleton.
Yeah. You know, I mean, listen, that's how you get fucking the most over musician in the world and Bad Bunny to become a semi-regular wrestler on your roster. Yeah. You know, you got Logan Paul. I'm not a fan of him. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he does, but I know that he's over. I know that he's popular. I know that people care when, mm-hmm. you know, when he watches them. And again, it's funny because wrestling is in this boom period just as a whole. I've talked about it before. Like, in my family, you know, like my sister and I both get into wrestling at the same time. And then my brother winds up getting into wrestling. When my sister and I got into it, her best friend at the time, like her and her whole family, they were super into it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm sure they fucking boys came along and they were just like, oh, we don't care about wrestling, you know? So they dropped it. But anytime, you know, I think of, you know, my sister's friend, I was like, oh yeah, you know, for a while, like she got my sister into wrestling. Over the weekend when I was at the New Japan show, I saw her post a thing of her watching SmackDown. And I was like, oh my God, it's like, that's so funny. I was like, I tell the story. She's like, oh, my husband, she goes, he just got like, he watched WrestleMania and he got like super into it. You know, he like, and she sent me a picture of him going to a WrestleMania party dressed as Stone Cold, you know, like full bald cap and everything. And I was like, fuck yeah. Like, you know, it's, you know, we all have our tribalistic tendencies towards who we like and who are our favorites, you know. But it's just, you know, again, in, you know, the same week, like I watched Raw because it was like the Monday. I watched most of it, you know, because it was Raw after Mania. But it's like I watched Raw, watched AEW. I went to a fucking New Japan show. I, you know, there was a freelance wrestling show yesterday that I couldn't make it to. Otherwise, I would have. This weekend, you know, driving down to fucking St. Louis, like wrestling is fun. You know, it's like, it's fun when you don't just fucking have losers on the internet telling you, you know, that fucking, that fucking, oh, this person's abuser, misogynist and all these things. It's like, dude, like fucking CM Punk hits, you know, he got into a scuffle and they broke it up. You know, who's the real hero of that? Chris Hero. All right, fucking Chris Hero, who fucking, you know, he's the main talking point out of that. Let's get him back in the ring. I love Chris Hero. I want to see him wrestle some more.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Quickly, I know we've been going on for a while now, but it's fine. Yeah. My voice hasn't gone yet. It's going. But very quickly, did you watch the trailer for The Joker 2?
No.
Yeah, I did. I'm fine. Looks.
Yeah, I honestly, like, that's how I kind of felt about the first movie. Was like, it's fine. Like, it's I mean Joaquin crushes everything he does, mm-hmm. but like, other than that, the movie was like, that's how I kind of felt about it.
I mean I really liked that first one.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like we were talking, I was like, that's fine, that's all you needed. And now this second one is like, a musical with Lady Gaga, and it's just like, ugh, the most annoying fucking people that you know are about to go fucking crazy over this movie. I don't like Lady Gaga, so I'm not gonna go watch this. You know, I don't support her. I listen to her music. I just don't care for her as an actor. So I'm fine. You know, like I'm sure everyone's
gonna I actually feel the opposite way. Well, I like her music, but I think she's a better, like the shit, like, I don't know. Like to me, like I always go to like her performance in House of Gucci. I thought was really fucking good.
Never watched it. 'Cause she's in it.
Yeah.
Same way.
That movie, Jared Leto is fucking, you need to watch it just for him. Like, to be honest with you.
Well, I can't, 'cause she's in it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm telling you,
A movie I did watch though over the weekend, and you know we'll wrap up here, guys. Rye Lane. Yes. You know, I heard you and Andy putting it over on the Draft Pod. I had already come across it before via Instagram and then on TikTok, and I was like, all right, I'll watch it. Dude, if you guys have like an hour and a half to kill, go to Hulu. Rye Lane. It's this fun rom com. Like it's, you know, I loved it.
Rye is in the, you know, the bread or the whiskey. But yeah, man, dude, it was so good. And I think I'm like, we talked about a little bit, like I am in a romantic comedy mood. So if anybody has them, like this is, you know, we're restarting our fucking Looking for Love tour, you know?
Nah, not me. Not till after fucking September.
Yeah. And then, the summer of the September of Scrump.
Summer of Scrump. Well, no, that's when summer's officially over. So it'll be, you know, the summer of Scrump.
That's what I'm saying. It's the September of Scrump.
Oh yeah.
So fucking People Friday will hear the same speech. But I watched that. I watched fucking Palm Springs again. Honestly, I might just go rewatch Garden State just because it's such a fucking sweet movie. And you were talking Eternal Sunshine. I might rewatch that. Like, if anybody has some good fucking, that isn't just like, you know, a fucking J-Lo movie, although a fucking Wedding Planner kind of does rock. Yeah, man. I'll get into some rom-coms.
You know who I would like to see a rom-com with?
I mean, I could think of like 18 people I could want to see a rom-com with.
Yeah, the wonderful patrons of the show, of course, like I mentioned. Yeah. If you want to hear some more movie talk with myself and Drew, go ahead and sign up for the Patreon. Again, we'll be reviewing War of the Planet of the Apes this Friday. Actually, what are you guys going on of the Draft Pod this week?
We are also celebrating 420, so we have a little thing planned where it's kind of it's one of those ones where every round is going to be a different draft topic, but it all ties together with being high. So I know like one was like, you know, the best movie, like stoner movie, the best movie to watch, the best snack, you know, it's just prepping people for the holiday.
All right, well, yeah.
I mean, fun. I wouldn't.
I don't. I'm straight edge, baby. But yeah,
mine's all going to be, it's all going to be Hitler related.
Oh, it is his birthday.
You were talking the other 420 holiday.
Oh, jeez. You know whose birthdays I would celebrate though? Again, the patrons of the show, and I'm talking about Clifford Frazier. Dude, this guy took a picture with fucking Jungle Boy.
I know, dude. I was gonna comment on it, like, and just tag you, be like, can you believe this shit?
Jesse Kohlenberg, Joshua Davis, Neil Flanagan, Jonathan Mayer, Hot Topic Joe, Ryan Crossley, Vivian Urbina, My Godfather Jesus.
Shout out Jesus.
Steve Feast, Lil Jungle Boy, Lucy Salgado, Lupe Dominguez, The Kings of Sport, Darren Kissler, Steve Grows Weed, Chris Parkhurst, and of course, Rigo Fuentes. Yeah, Rigo, when I go down to Florida, I don't need to go to the beach and stuff. Just, all of us need to hang out.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe have Regal take me to Disney.
We'll have, go to Disney, or even, I was going to say, we can have a cookout at his pool.
I do enjoy some food, which is where I need to go, because I need to make food for the week. So thank you guys. Yeah, my voice is going now. So thank you guys. And for the PWT cast this week, I've been Scrump.
I've been Drew.
This is the only person with common sense in the world. Friend of the show, Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega here, friend of the show. Unfortunately, we've run out of things to say, and so, we must bid you adieu. So, until next time at the PWT's cast, goodbye and good night. Bang. Bang.